Chapter 12. The World of Psychology. Unit 23. Trends in Examining the Mind. Although psychology was not recognized as its own field until the late 19th century, its early roots go back to the ancient Greeks. Plato and Aristotle, for example, were philosophers concerned with the nature of the human mind. In the 17th century, René Descartes described the mind and body as two aspects that interact to create human experience. This concept is at the root of modern psychology. The term psychiatry was first used by a German doctor, Johann Reil, in 1808. However, psychiatry as a field did not become popular until Sigmund Freud came along. Freud proposed a new theory of personality that focused on the role of the unconscious. Before that time, psychologists were concerned primarily with the conscious aspects of the mind. These aspects include perceptions, thoughts, memories, and daydreams of which a person is aware. Freud's new theory came out of his work with various patients who were suffering from hysteria. Freud believed that unconscious drives were important in shaping the personality. The psychiatrist's purpose, as Freud saw it, was to help patients become aware of unconscious patterns. He believed such patterns caused problems with healthy functioning. Freud called his method of treatment psychoanalysis. In the early 20th century, the school of psychology known as behaviorism appeared. Behaviorists took a position that was opposite to psychoanalysis. Freud and others had used concepts such as the id, ego, and superego to explain the way the human mind worked. Behaviorists, on the other hand, rejected the importance of both the conscious and the unconscious mind. Rather, they took a more scientific approach focused on observable behaviors. Ivan Pavlov conducted research with dogs that led him to describe the process of classical conditioning. Out of this school of psychology, approaches to behavior modification were developed. Behavior modification was widely used by therapists and educators for decades. In reaction to both psychoanalysis and behaviorism, humanistic psychology appeared in the last half of the 20th century. Carl Rogers is often seen as the father of this school of thought. It is referred to as the third force in psychology. Rogers saw the development of self-concept as essential for a healthy human being. He described unconditional positive regard by the people in one's environment as necessary for a healthy self-concept. Rogers developed an approach to psychotherapy known as person-centered therapy. This approach focused on the client's power of self-determination. In addition to the work of Rogers, humanistic therapy has followed several approaches. Abraham Maslow, for example, stressed a developmental process he described as a hierarchy of needs. People, he claimed, had to satisfy basic needs for safety and security before they could move on to higher-level needs for self-actualization. Other psychologists, such as Rollo May, focused on a whole view of the client. A person must be understood by considering all his or her relationships. Gestalt therapy, as developed by Fritz Perls, encouraged clients to experience their emotions and behaviors in the present moment. For example, Perls helped people to become aware of how their mind created projections. When they saw this clearly, they could become free of their patterns. Most therapists at the beginning of the 21st century do not follow a single school of psychology. They draw on concepts and practices from a range of theories and schools. For example, a therapist might use behavior modification with a client who is afraid of flying. The same therapist might apply Freud's concepts of the id, ego, and superego while working with an emotionally disturbed client. He or she might also use a person-centered approach with a couple that has problems in their marriage.